Welcome to this edition of Peak Performers Podcast with your host, Thor Conklin. Thor will be sharing the necessary tools, strategies, and psychology you'll need to become a peak performer in any area of your life or business.
Welcome back to another episode of the Peak Performers Podcast. I'm your host, Thor Conklin, and today we have Shane Foss, CEO of Hurrah Healthcare. Spent 20 years in the traditional healthcare system as an executive and said, this system is broken and I'm going to go out and figure out a way to make this work. On behalf of entrepreneurs and lower income families, we needed a solution. The traditional healthcare system wasn't giving it to us. And here's from his bio, he's figured out how to help us out. I saw one thing in the bio that I thought was interesting. And there was a comment about healthcare costs going up 55% in the last 10 years. I thought it was a typo. I thought it was the last 10 months because it certainly seemed right to be how it was in my case. It's really interesting because, you know, I've been self-employed. I've run businesses now for the last 21 years, and some larger, some smaller. And I remember when I first did it 21 years ago, it was expensive, but it was doable. And then it just got to the point a couple of years ago that it was just unaffordable for most people. And actually myself, I actually made a decision to get out of a traditional healthcare system about 2 years ago and went to Christian MediShare. So it was, I just looked at the different things and I said, this is stupid. Now my premium notice just came in the mail. It was $206 for the month. I get a $35 discount because I'm actually healthy and I work out and I take care of myself. And what a great change to get away from that. And on the other side, you know, it wasn't just about the money. I just finished up an executive healthcare exam where we did an extensive battery of tests for an entire day, and that was close to $5,000. So I don't mind spending the money, but I want to get something in return for my premiums or the money that I've spent. And the traditional system is broken, and I don't need to tell you that. So. Tell us, how do we get here? What solutions have you come up with? And how can you help our fellow entrepreneurs out there listening?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a fellow entrepreneur myself, long time. And you're right. You know, really, we've hit this tipping point on healthcare. You know, when you look at last year, it was $28,126 for an average premium for family over the course of the year. $28,000. And so you look at any of these Christian health shares, or there's some non-faith-based medical cost share plans out there. You know, you're looking at anywhere from, for a family with a very low out-of-pocket cost to, you know, from $8,000 to $12,000, which, you know, you're saving $17,000, right? And so it's such a crazy place to be right now. And so, I think the 55%, what we were talking about was employer cost for premium for 55% over the last 10 years. Because I think you're right. For us entrepreneurs, I think it's gone up like 5,000% over the last 10 years. I mean, it's ridiculous. But so Hurrah, I came up with the idea with Hurrah Healthcare. Basically, we had exited out of another company and we were really focused on this transparent pricing, and we were focused on really giving not only correlating cost and quality with healthcare, but really making sure that the cost was really reasonable. And so when we sold that company, that was really mainly for large self-funded employers. Well, now I wanted to look at, okay, how can we help, you know, individuals, really hourly part-time employees? Because really, if you look at how the market looks now, 75% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. They cannot afford health insurance. And if they have it, they're functionally uninsured because their deductible is $5,000 to $6,000, right?
Yeah.
So what we did was I'm just kind of a pragmatic person. I looked at it a little bit differently and I just said, look, if my target audience just wants basic health care, then let's give it to them and we'll make sure that we protect them against balanced bills. And so we built a national network of retail clinics and urgent cares, which if you look, the millennial generation, 64% would prefer going there over PCP. And the reason is because you've got hours of operation 7 days a week up until 8 o'clock at night. And then the level of acuity that they can take care of, you know, whether it's an x-ray, injection, IV, they can manage that. And so we do it for $25 copay and no balance bill for anything done under the roof of that facility. And we're the only ones that have done that. We have national network. We're at 47 states. And we just, you know, our average plan starts at $99 a month. And so we just really said, look, if you can't afford the major medical stuff, let's get the smaller stuff taken care of. Because a lot of people don't realize that one in five Americans are sent to collections every year for an unpaid medical bill, less than $600.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is. And it's sad, actually.
Wow. And you know what I find so interesting is that, you know, there's all these scheduled deductions or discounts provided for so many of the providers. And then if you go in and it's like, look, you know, I don't have traditional health insurance or you don't have it. It's like, what's it cost? It's like, that'll be $800. It's like, well, I just need an injection, but that's their standard rack rate.
Right.
And that's what you get charged. I mean, the invoicing, I guess, disparity is huge if you don't have a negotiated fee and price for things. So how do you do $25 for anything that's covered underneath that roof? So give me some examples of what would be covered and what wouldn't be covered.
Sure. So if you go in for, let's say I took my daughter in for the flu, right?
Yeah.
So they do the swab, gets a prescription for Tamiflu, $25, right? That's it. Wow. Now, it's an insurance product, so we are fully insured. So on the back end, we do pay a fixed rate, but that rate is the same across the United States. So other things, if you need a x-ray for pneumonia, if you needed to have asthma breathing treatment, if you needed an IV, all of that's included. And an IV, if you walked in, just like you were talking about, if you walked in right off the rack, it's gonna be $400 or $500 for an IV. And in the South, dehydration is one of the most common reasons to visit an urgent care. But here's the beauty. Think about this. Most people would go to the emergency room, which is going to end up costing a minimum of $3,500.
Interesting. So now, as I said, I have insurance through the Medishare program. I'm pretty healthy. I can't tell you the last time I've been to a doctor, knock on wood. And part of that program is also there are significant high deductibles associated with that. Could I buy your program to offset or reduce, you know, my deductible? How would that work?
Absolutely. We're actually, so if you look at our mission statement, we're a company dedicated to providing affordable alternatives or supplements to high deductible health plans. So you can buy our plan for $99 as a supplement. Because if you have a $5,000-$6,000 deductible, which a lot of us have, you know, I mean, with us, you pay an extra $100 and you can get your visits taken care of to the urgent care retail clinics. We also have a $5,000 accident policy in there. We have $0 consult, unlimited use of our telemedicine provider. We have a mobile app. We have 24/7 medical concierge. So we've created this little supplement product for high deductible health plan or as a standalone as an alternative.
Let me ask you a question there because you just said something that piqued my interest. So the on-call, over the line, doctor on call or whatever. So I've got a scratchy throat. Can't figure it out. Don't really want to go to urgent care. I've used the, I call them dial-up docs.
Telemedicine.
You know, telemedicine. And I had something going on my throat probably about a year ago. And I was like, I don't know if I have strep or whatever. So literally I've got my camera and he's like looking down my throat. And he's like, no, it's not strep because you don't have this. He goes, let me just prescribe a steroid. And he goes, no, I think that'll do it. And sure enough, one day later, it's like it was gone. So you're talking about that service.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they'll prescribe the medicine over.
Yep, over the phone, everything.
Well, that was like a $75, you know, telemedicine.
Exactly, and it's zero with us. 62% of employers that offer telemedicine actually charge a consult fee, and we don't offer or we don't charge a consult fee.
Interesting. You know, this wasn't supposed to be, you know, pick up Thor as a client, day. I was supposed to be interviewing you and pass along the information.
I'm used to it. This happens all the time.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, tell the team that you got a new client.
There we go.
You've seen this before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think what's funny is that if you look at, so MediShare, I was actually a MediShare member for a long time.
Same one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's a great organization. Yeah. And, you know, I think 10 years ago, people were a lot less willing to try alternatives. But where we are today, I think everybody's open. And then it's just the mindset of the millennial too, right? The millennial has, just by design, I think they want to do things differently, and they reject the norm. And so, you know, we get a lot of people that are, you know, we start talking, and the next thing they're like, well, wait a second. We want to offer this to all of our employees. We want to do this. We want to do this. So yeah, it's a great simple solution.
Yeah, and I'm fine as long as MediShare doesn't find out that I'm single and have been participating in premarital connections.
Yeah,
because that's one of the stipulations. I'm reading the thing. I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'll just tell them that I am.
Yeah. Well, we have another group that we work with that doesn't require those.
So. Okay. All right. So if they catch me having sex and I get thrown out, I can call you back and get there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Good.
Yep, exactly.
I thought that was interesting. I love the, I get, you know, notification email or through the newsletter or something. I think it's email that says, hey, thanks, Thor. A percentage of your premium went to help Mary so-and-so in Ohio. I'm like, talk about, you know, violation of HIPAA, which I guess HIPAA doesn't really apply. And it's like,
it applies, but I think they sign a release. I think it's because they're not telling you exactly, you know, their last name, but they will connect you, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and I kind of found it pretty interesting. I mean, it was like, it was nice to know what you're paying in actually helps somebody. It was a good feeling. I'm sure it's done specifically for that. But
have you ever read the book from Sebastian? It's called Tribe. Sebastian, I can't remember his last name, but he talks a lot about this. If you look at Native Americans in the past, and that, you know, there was really, you had a chief, but the chief was there because they were, you know, the strongest, the smartest, the oldest, right? The most, had the most experience and very revered. But everybody had their place. I mean, women, men, it didn't matter. They were all equal. And they talked about the frontiersmen that would get brought in, or the families, like, if the Native American tribe would, let's say, take one of the settlers' families, and they kill the husband and they take the wife and children, that the wife and children would never want to leave there, even if they were brought back into society. And but on the vice versa, Native Americans that were basically brought in to, you know, whether it was the, you know, the city, the way of the Westerner, they always went back. And what's interesting is that it's that tribe mentality. It's that group that, for the betterment of everybody, and MediShare and Samaritan and, you know, all of these organizations, I think, do a very good job of bringing everybody in. Because think about it, with millennials today, they're about experience. They're about everybody else. It's not, you know, it is about them, but it isn't, right? It's about the greater good. And I think that those plans are, that's why they're so successful.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I just started to remember. I was out in California at a group that I do business coaching, and it's a business coaching group. And I got done. I called the team back here, and I said, you know, the people that are running it are pretty good. I like them a lot. But the tribe that they have built, I said, I want to be part of this group. It's a fairly expensive group. It's about $35,000 a year. But I'm like, this is my tribe. This is who I want to be around, because the collective knowledge and willingness to share and to help was incredible.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. I think that's a valuable lesson for all of our businesses. You know, what are you doing to build that tribe around you? And it's not just about you. It's not just about your product, but who's associated to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So where are we going in healthcare? Is there going to be an end to this debacle?
Unfortunately, I don't. I don't see an end. You know, I think that Medicare for all is a great thought, but the reality is it's not going to happen. Even, you know, you look at Canada, you look at Europe, everybody always refers over there. They still have a two class system in the sense that you have state run and then you have private insurance.
Yeah.
As an employer over there, to remain competitive, you offer private insurance. Because I was at a Harvard leadership training one time, and one of the guys on my team was from England, and his girlfriend was an MRI technician, and he tore his ACL, and their company has health insurance, and he got in that week. Well, his girlfriend was telling him it would have taken 3 months to get in to get that MRI if he wouldn't have had that other insurance. So Americans aren't going to put up with that. We're just too high maintenance. So I just don't see that happening. But I see things going is there's going to be a lot more cash pay. I think there's you've got organizations that are building pricing models from a hospital standpoint, from a surgical standpoint, outpatient surgery mainly, where you can have the ability to go pay cash. And so, you know, when you can go pay a total knee for $15,000 cash right now today in the United States, you don't have to go to India, Mexico, or any of these other, you know, places that a lot of people travel to. What you can do is you just pay cash here, and you just got to ask, you got to shop around.
Yeah.
But I think that's what you're going to see, because, you know, why you got to have more catastrophic care, right? In the sense that, look, I get cancer, I get, you know, I'm in a car accident. So I see, you know, really as over the next 10 years, a lot more pricing transparency. I think you'll see a lot more products popping up similar to ours, where you have fixed price networks. And, you know, you're going to have to, you know, I think the winner is the person that bundles all of that stuff together and says, hey, you know, we got Hooray here, and we've got a bundled surgery over here. We got, you know, and then we kind of bundle that together and have an offering. But I think that's where we're going to end up going. Ideally, for me, I'd love to see us go just like your car insurance or your homeowners. I'd love to see that. Hey, we pay you. You need a total knee. I'm writing you a check for $25,000 right now. Go figure it out, right? And then what'll happen is then that'll drive consumerism, A, and B, it'll drive a lot of pricing transparency. That's the way it should be. That's what health insurance was designed to do. But, you know, we changed that.
So who's the acquisition target? Take you? Yeah, I already heard the business plan right there. The winner is combining the two.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, for us, I think, you know, we'll eventually – a good partner for us would be a large insurance company that's looking at consolidating a few of those innovators out there. And I think that it's a right market, because employers right now are dying. They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. What is the majority of your sales? Are you going direct to businesses for their employees, or are you going one-on-one? What's your model?
So the majority today is businesses. So we focus on large employers that have large hourly and part-time population, because that's a huge uninsured population. So we specialize there, but we also have started this year selling individual policies via call centers around the United States. So you call in and they'll sell you a policy and help you out. So as an individual, you can get access to our plan as well.
So, and even larger corporations with captives, you can then fill in that first layer.
Yep, absolutely. Because today they don't offer anything for their part-time employees.
Yeah.
They just don't offer anything. And it's a shame, because it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah, for great employers. Competitive advantage.
It's a huge competitive advantage, because if you look, you know, I think of, you know, of the Fortune 500, I want to say over the next 10 years, they project a 30% increase in the part-time contingent workforce. So that's a big jump. And so, you know, they're competing against, you know, everybody else, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The Targets, the Walmarts, you name it. So, you know, it's a dogfight for talent right now.
What's your distribution system? How are you selling it into the businesses?
So we work through brokers. We have a couple large partnerships that we work through. And then, you know, we've got a lot of independent brokers that are out there, and that's how we focus.
Very nice. What's the commission on the healthcare stuff?
You know, it's a fair commission. You know, it's higher than a good question.
I love that point. I was in the insurance business on the P&C side for decades, yeah. Working for the major house.
Well, it's higher than major medical.
I love that one. It was like, that was you should run for president, man. That was the most direct, indirect answer I've heard. Wow. Competitively to the rest of the market.
Yeah, it's,
well, I mean, look, you don't have a lot. There's not a lot of fat there. It's $99 a month.
Yeah, no,
I mean, there's not a lot to pay out.
Right, there's not. And, you know, and for us, you know, we have large corporations that have, you know, tens of thousands hourly. And so, you know, it all adds up. I mean, our goal is, we really do live by it internally. Our goal is really to offer an affordable plan that really protects them against that balance bill. That's the bane of society today. I mean, it's embarrassing that, you know, you're billing somebody $800 for something that you want $80 for, and you're sending that poor person to collections for it, and just the angst, and you know, it's shameful. I mean, it's just
it was a system that, it's a system they have to play in. If they were charging $300, Medicare or the insurance companies, they'll only pay them $20.
Yep.
So they've got to inflate the price in order to get a fair price. I mean,
I know. It's just such a crappy game. I mean, imagine this, going into Walmart and you buy a gallon of milk for $5. And then 3 weeks later, you get a bill for an additional $15 on that. And you're like, wait a second. And you're legally obligated to pay it. Right. I mean, it's insane. I mean, no other industry works like this.
Yeah, it is crazy. What's the goal here? Well, I know why you did it. What's the deal? You're going to exit? You're going to merge?
I think, you know, I think we'll you know, over the next 5 years, I think we'll grow. We've been growing at a rapid pace, and so we'll grow, expand, and I'm sure that we'll end up working with one of the larger insurance companies that want to focus in this area, because we're really in a nice niche area right now that nobody else is really focusing in. So, you know, I think there's some good strategic partners out there that we'd love to work with.
Yeah. Are they really at the end of the day, are they buying the network that you set up and the creation of that already, or the systems, processes, and back office stuff?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the network is definitely our crown jewel. I mean, that's, nobody has a network like that, I think, and we continue to expand that every day. I've got a great team doing that. You know, with the technology platform, transparency, and then of course, really name recognition, brand recognition for us.
Yeah.
That's what they'd be buying.
Yeah. Could you silo off or, you know, take your existing network, create another vertical, put that network in there, put all your systems in there, sell off the first one to the insurance companies and keep the second one to then sell to businesses?
Yeah, we absolutely could. I mean, I think that, you know, what our board decides to do at that point, we'll see. Because we have premium, right? So insurance companies will buy premium all day long.
Yeah.
So, you know, you definitely can do that. But I think, you know, for that to happen, you know, that insurance company is going to want the assets. Because that's a competitive advantage, right?
Yeah, give them the assets, but just have a, you know, what it is a contract basically with all those providers.
Right.
Create another contract with all those providers. You already know who they are. You know, you've got a contract for Hooray, sell Hooray, and then keep, you know, Business Insurance LLC.
Yeah. Well,
my coaching.
I don't know how well that would go over, but.
get a less of a premium for it, but then you get your standalone company over here.
Right. Just rent it back to them, right?
Hey, I like the rental idea. Why sell an asset when you can rent it?
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
I like that. Or license it.
Yep.
With multiple insurance companies.
Yep, exactly.
This is good. Get the board on the phone. We could network all day about this stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Shane, I mean, this is really, I got to tell you, I wasn't expecting this. You know, most of my clients, I work with entrepreneurs that generally make a million or more in income from their businesses. So a lot of my clients have personal physicians where they just, you know, what's that called? Concierge.
Concierge, direct primary care.
Yeah. So they do that where they just, you know, make an appointment, go in, they actually get seen when the appointment happens. And then others jump on their plane and go to Panama and get, you know, stem cell injections.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Thailand recently, and I said, "Why?" I was talking to this guy at the restaurant. I said, "Why are you in Thailand?" He goes, "Oh, I came down for surgery." I'm like, "What do you mean you came down for surgery?" He goes, "Oh yeah." He goes, "Anything I need surgical, I come down here." I'm like, "Or over there at the Thai?" I'm like, "Thailand? Why would you fly to Thailand for surgery? That sounds really sketchy." But apparently, the medical facilities in other parts of the world are quite astounding.
Yes, they are. I think my only challenge with that is I'm not disagreeing or saying that there's poor medicine practice around the world, but I will say that in the United States, there are plenty of places you can go for the same price, right, and get the follow up and everything.
Yeah.
Because the challenge is, you know, my background, I was in medical device sales forever with, you know, Stryker Orthopedics. And it's interesting. We had people that would go to India or Mexico or wherever for their total hip. Then they'd come back and they'd have an issue. Well, then they would go to our surgeons that we work with, like, "Hey, we need," and they were like, "I don't think so."
Yeah.
Right. You go back to Mexico where your surgery was done.
Yeah.
And so that poses a problem. And so I think that, there's multiple places in the United States where you can have a cash price, and that's where I'd go personally.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Shane, thanks. I could continue this conversation all day long, and especially when we loop in the board and figure out, you know, the business plan 3.0.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Like, that's what gets me stoked. It's like, oh, we got a great system here. And I love it, man. We're going to license it as opposed to sell it. See that?
There you go. Exactly. Perpetuity, baby.
Perpetuity. I love it. Well, Shane, you are certainly a badass. There's my badass.
Yeah, there you go. Be a badass every day. I love that.
Not only have you come up with a badass idea, this is something that will really make an impact on families. The ability to go in to a doc in a box and pay $25 and get things addressed, the ability to pick up the phone and have a consult online. This is good stuff. You're doing good work here, man.
Thank you. We're trying. I got a great team.
You're doing. I know what it takes to put together that network. That was a long, hard road. And
yes.
You guys have completed it, and you've come up with a product that is desperately needed in the marketplace. So thank you for doing that on behalf of all the entrepreneurs.
Awesome.
And I really appreciate you taking your time today to share with us. If you want more information on how to reach out to Hooray, it'll be in the notes below, but we'll announce that here. Is it hooray.com?
Hooray healthcare.com.
Healthcare.com. There you go. Yep. Thank you very much.
And, thanks, Thor. I really appreciate
having
me on the show. This is great.
Thank you very much. We'd love to have you back as well. And
anytime.
How the company evolves, because something tells me that this is the first step and there's more to come.
There is. There's a lot more to come, and we're excited about that.
That's what I figured. All right. Yep. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks, Thor. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.